From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Dozens of homes have been evacuated in the hills near Santa Cruz, California, due to a fire that's grown to at least 600 acres. So far, no injuries have been reported. From member station KUSP in Santa Cruz, J.D. Hillard has this report.
Hundreds of firefighters have been mustered on the scene of the Loma Fire, which started early Sunday morning. California's Cal Fire Agency has not estimated when it will gain control. The terrain includes steep canyons and dense trees and brush with sparse homes. A blaze a few miles away burned dozens of homes in May of last year. California is in the midst of a drought. Heavy rains fell in the region almost 2 weeks ago, but conditions do not seem to have improved. More crews from neighboring areas have been requested. Helicopters and airplanes were dropping water and retardant after being initially grounded Sunday morning by high winds. For NPR News, I'm J.D. Hillard in Santa Cruz.
The New York Yankees have advanced to the World Series. They did it tonight by clinching the American League pennant in six games. In the latest game, they beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-2. Yankees pitcher and the American League Series' most valuable player, C.C. Sabathia, says reaching the World Series was always the Yankees' primary goal.
We came in with the goal of spring training of winning a championship, and, you know, we're one step closer. You know, it's a close team. We have a lot of fun together, and it just feels good to be able to celebrate with those guys in there.
The Yankees will meet the National League champion Philadelphia Phillies. They'll host the Phillies in the opening game of the Best of Seven World Series Wednesday night. The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic is due to start in The Hague in the morning, but Karadzic says he will not appear, raising questions about whether the trial can begin. Terry Schultz has details.
Karadzic informed the International Tribunal last week he needs more time to prepare his own defense against the 11-count indictment on genocide and other atrocities, and therefore he said he'll boycott the scheduled start of his trial. Karadzic has failed in repeated attempts to have the trial dismissed or delayed. The prosecution has assembled approximately 1 million pages of evidence against the former president of the Bosnian Serb Republic, accusing him of masterminding ethnic cleansing campaigns, including the murders of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica in July 1995. It's not clear what the judges will decide to do if Karadzic makes good on his threat to stay away. So far, a court spokeswoman has only said the trial will begin as previously scheduled. It's expected to last at least 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A South Korean court has convicted a disgraced stem cell scientist. The court has found Hwang Woo-suk guilty of fraud. Hwang's trial lasted for more than 3 years. Prosecutors say he and his team are linked to a major fraud in their once-celebrated stem cell cloning studies. Hwang has yet to be sentenced. Prosecutors are demanding a 4-year prison term. From Washington, this is NPR News. In its latest update of the swine flu pandemic, the World Health Organization says nearly 5,000 people have died from the H1N1 virus this year. Most of the deaths have occurred in the Western Hemisphere. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 400,000 cases of H1N1 are lab confirmed. But WHO notes many countries have stopped counting individual cases, so this number is probably underestimated. The pandemic is continuing to spread around the world. Iceland, Sudan, and Trinidad and Tobago reported their first deaths from swine flu this past week. The United States has declared the pandemic a national emergency. More than 1,000 deaths have been linked to the disease in the U.S., including nearly 100 child deaths. WHO recommends that children and pregnant women who are at high risk of getting ill be vaccinated against H1N1. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Police are investigating the apparent drowning death of a philanthropist accused of profiting from the investment schemes of convicted swindler Bernard Madoff. Jeffrey Picower was found by his wife at the bottom of the pool at his Oceanside mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. Picower was 67. He was a longtime friend of Madoff's, who was serving a 150-year sentence after pleading guilty to running a Ponzi scheme. A family attorney describes Picower's health as poor. In Vermont, a search for a plane that reportedly crashed in the woods near Bennington is due to resume in the morning. Police say authorities began a search Sunday evening after receiving several phone calls from eyewitnesses who reported seeing the plane go down near the local airport. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.